You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time to take to the stage now here on RNIB Connect Radio as I'm joined by visually impaired actor, playwright, director and activist Simon Starting, who is currently playing the role of the prophet Tiresias in Bacchae at the National Theatre. Hello Simon and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello Toby, glad to be here.
Simon, I know you have performed on many stages over the years, including the Royal Shakespeare Company, Shakespeare's Rose Theatre, the Birmingham Rep, to just name a few. And of course, you have performed at the National Theatre too. So do tell me, what made you want to apply to study theatre at the Royal Welsh Academy of Music and Drama?
I think it was a kind of just passion. I started acting in school plays, you know, when I was 11, and I fell in love with it. I took a detour to Edinburgh University to do computer science, but I didn't want to do that, and ended up at drama school at Wells College. So I was just absolutely fascinated by the process of acting in theatre. And obviously, when I was at Edinburgh, I didn't do much in the way of my degree, but I did do a hell of a lot on the stage, kind of the student drama groups then. So I kind of was on my way at that point.
And did you feel that there was a place for you as a visually impaired person, whether that was on stage or writing and directing other people?
I don't think I was that politicised. So I didn't really consider at that point to be barriers. I've quickly learned, even at the student drama, that there was going to be a lot of them. But when I first started out, I didn't think there was going to be a problem. I think in my head, I thought I was Alec Guinness. And I was going to just sail through. So complete ego blinded me to the realities. But when I came out of drama school, I quickly worked with Grey Eye, and that kind of introduced me to the social model, etc. And realised, oh, okay, there's a lot of barriers here. I should state that whilst I am partially sighted, I have other disabilities which are perhaps more aesthetically get in the way of me being an actor than normal. So I have a thing called distal arthrogryposis. So I don't fit into the nice Rada Gazelle, high cheekboned model of perfection, which perhaps was prevalent in theatre when I came out of drama school. And yeah, I got a lot of stick, but you know, I just ploughed on regardless.
And of course, playing Tiresias in Bacchae is not your first time on one of the National Theatre's three stages. And I wondered, for you as a visually impaired actor, does, I suppose, the National Theatre make any changes at all, or I suppose any sort of way of helping you through that rehearsal process, getting around the National Theatre and onto that very famous Olivier Theatre stage? You know, has the National Theatre made any changes at all to help you? Because I know they had some advice and assistance from the RNIB.
Yes, they do. I mean, I have comes with me, as is common now with many disabled actors, I have an access rider, which my agent sends to them about how I like to work and what I need. And also with recognition, this is a process of conversation rather than me having every solution there ready for them. And they've got their own solutions as well. I've got problems with walking as well. So there's a lot of things around me avoiding long periods on my feet, for example, and things like that. In terms of navigation of the set, I've got tunnel vision, so I can sort of get round the set without too much problem. The moment it's plunged into the darkness of the wings, then I need a little bit of help with the lighting. So they up the lighting. We go round at the beginning of the technical rehearsal process, going through every bit of sharp object or line that I might bump into in the wings, and they put glow-in-the-dark gaffer tape on it. So just to help me with my, you know, poor sight in the darkness. That helps. So yes, there is, I think the National Theatre have got a lot of resources, so they're quite good at that side of the access and quite good at providing ways of navigating it. I would say that in terms of the set, they've got some work to do in terms of, I think, including blind actors who are totally blind on there. So that wasn't considered in their process. So I always think that casting is the last point you make the decisions about access. Is actually you need to consider them way at the beginning, but that doesn't take place in any theatre apart from possibly ones which Ramps on the Moon have been dealing with. So yes, so we're lucky to have me in that sense, but yeah, it's work to do.
So, Simon, do tell me a bit about playing the prophet Tiresias in this thrilling new version of Euripides' timeless tragedy, Bacchae. And did you feel it was right for you to be cast as the blind prophet, as you were not the only visually impaired actor in the company?
I think on many levels, as I said, there's work to be done on getting someone who's fully blind onto that stage. It wouldn't have been safe at this stage for them to do it. There aren't many partially sighted actors who are trained to be able to deal with the Olivier stage in circulation. I remember years ago, the late, great Tim Gebbels would have probably played this part and played it marvellously. So people of middle age, there aren't many of us left. So I am available. But it is true to say that I, in a sense, I'm creeping up because I can see. So I'm playing the part with some experience. I have been totally blind at periods in my life due to operations and stuff like that, but then nothing lifestyle changing in that sense. So whether it's right, I don't know. I hope it is, but it's always a moving process, I think.
Yeah, because I think there's always that thing as about who should be playing, you know, sort of disabled character, whether it's a disabled actor. And of course, it should be a disabled actor if they're right for the role. But that's not to say that somebody who's, you know, sort of able-bodied, as one might say, can play that role when you think of, you know, blind actors, you know, have played sighted roles and stuff and things like that. So it's probably, you know, it's who's best for that role, isn't it?
It comes down to the lived experience debate, isn't it, really, about whether to be an actor, to play a role, you have to have the lived experience of it. I think there's a lot to be said for a disabled person playing a disabled role. But I am utterly, personally, against the idea that lived experience is the primary force in acting. I don't think it is. I think it's much more to do with technique. It's to do with imagination and other things which disabled actors have. But you know, I think your impairment is 1% of your identity DNA as an actor, or should be. Obviously, able-bodied society likes to put it way up on a pedestal as the thing that's most interesting about us. But I think, personally, that disabled actors have a lot more to give than some performance of their impairment. So I kind of push back against the kind of current activism around lived experience that you have to have a disabled actor playing a disabled role. I don't think you do. And sometimes, well, very often, those roles are ones that a disabled person shouldn't put their name to anyway, because they're ciphers or filters of able-bodied prejudice and you end up being rubbish roles. I'm far more interested in roles which include my disabled identity. I can't escape that, but actually expand the notion of who we are as human beings and not just this D word that we carry around with us.
No, and I really enjoy the audio-described performance of Bacchae with Eleanor and Tony's well-crafted audio description and the opportunity to get onto that famous Olivier stage for the touch tour, you know, sort of be able to walk around the set, you know, have things described, be able to meet you and other members of the cast and crew, explore the costumes and props, you know, Tiresias' staff and the severed head as well. And I really enjoyed the blend of the sort of the ancient and the modern, not only in the dialogue of the production, but of course in the sort of the costumes, Ben and Max Ringham's wonderful sound design and the music as well. And I wondered, you know, sort of that bit of, I suppose, bringing a story to life that, you know, maybe putting a little bit of a modern twist on something that's ancient. Was that something that drew you to the role of playing Tiresias?
Yeah, I mean, the script was great. The script was not a holy relic. It evolved a lot during the course of the rehearsals. But that energy which Nima brought to the language, sort of street poetry, if you like, was fascinating and great to play. And learning how to do that and how to make that sing has been a real joy of playing this role, I think. But yeah, what's the point of doing an old, fusty, dusty play? I don't see the point of doing that. You shouldn't go to the theatre to see what you expect. You should go to the theatre to see what you don't expect. And this play certainly does that.
Yeah, because there was so much in it, and I did really enjoy that sort of, you know, the slightly sort of rhyming sort of dialogue in it and bringing it, you know, up to date as well. And you had that blend, which I thought just worked so well.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
The run of Bacchae at the National Theatre ends at the beginning of November, and hopefully there might be a filmed version with audio description available from NT at Home fairly shortly. But Simon, what's next for you, and when might we see you on stage again?
That's a very good question. I don't know. I'm an actor. I don't never know what's happening next. So who knows? But the next thing I'm working on is working with an artist called Carolina Horton on a play called The Great Tragedy, which is going into R&D. That's being directed by Alex Bormer, also a blind artist. And it's a play I commissioned when I was artistic director of Vital Exposure, but we're kind of taking it off on its own now. And it's about how politicians like to execute us at the first opportunity to appease their gods of economy or whatever gods they are. It's based, again, on a Greek play by Euripides called Iphigenia of Aulis, in which Agamemnon sacrifices his daughter to appease the gods so that he can get to the war in Troy. So it looks at that in a very darkly comic way. So that's the next thing I'm doing.
Where might that be on?
We don't know yet. We're still working on it.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll hear soon anyway.
Yeah.
Well, to find out more about access at the National Theatre, including details of audio described performances of NT productions, do visit nationaltheatre.org.uk/your-visit/access. Well, thank you very much indeed, Simon, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about playing Tiresias in Bacchae at the National Theatre.
You're welcome, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.